COVID-19 has now been reported in nearly every country around the world. There are worries those with less well-funded healthcare systems and fragile economies could be the most severely impacted. Now the UN says its agencies and international NGOs will help deliver laboratory and medical supplies, install hand-washing stations in camps and settlements, and launch a public health information campaign. They'll also establish hubs across Africa, Asia and Latin America with air transport to move humanitarian workers and aid to where they're most needed. It's estimated the project will cost more than $2 billion. The UN is currently planning for this humanitarian response to run until December, but says it's difficult to predict how the virus will spread and how it will affect people's lives and livelihoods across the world in the months ahead. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.